Hey, Stein, do you ever buy those already roasted chickens at the store?
Those ready roast jobs and the big plastic clamshells? You know, I always turned my nose up at those things for years. Oh, I'd never buy a ready-made chicken. And finally, DeGroote brought one home, and it was really good. I liked it a lot. So now every now and then, I bring one home. And
I like to bring them home, but I like to eat them when no one else is looking so I can get all the fatty skin bits and the juicy leg part. But I have to tell you that lately I've noticed that some of the chickens I pick up are just scrawny looking. They're not as nice as they used to be, or they're not as nice as, say, the ones I picked up at PCC the other day, which was just a fabulous, chubby, juicy chicken. And I don't know whether it's just shot through with all kinds of wonderful marinade or something. I had to pay a couple extra bucks for that one. It was completely worth it to me. But you know what? I cook roasted chicken at home, which couldn't be easier to make. I threw one in the oven on Sunday and made an absolutely delicious dinner. What I love about those roasted chickens, though, is I'm spending approximately the same amount of money. It's already done. I can take it home, especially on weekdays when I'm going crazy, trying to figure out how to put dinner on the table as swiftly as I possibly can. And one of the things that I never thought about doing before was saving all that gravy and that salty, schmutzy business on the bottom.
Oh, I love the goo on the bottom, yeah.
The goo, that's the word. And I use it to toss with pasta so I can just make a little pasta on the side or even rice, and it makes a nice sauce for that. But what's really great about those things is you can have several meals depending on, you know, how much of a pig you made of yourself over dinner. I mean, we use those for chicken salad the next day, sliced chicken sandwiches. I like to buy them and roll the chicken in Vietnamese spring rolls.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Well, I save that goo because usually, not always, sometimes I'll actually make a gravy and then I'll just add that goo to the gravy just to boost the flavor up, and it really does well. For the longest time, I wondered, where do these chickens come from? And I imagined some giant facility, you know, Chicken Central, thousands of those things rotating on spits and big monster trucks that would pull up and conveyor belts would roll them in. So when I stopped by the QFC where I usually do my grocery shopping, I said, where do these chickens come from? And he said, we make them right here. And he pointed, and there it was. As any fool could plainly see, they had some ovens there. I said, what are the chickens that you use? Are they special? And he said, no, they're Draper Valley chickens that you get right at the meat counter. And I said, do all the supermarkets do it that way? And he says, as far as I know, they do. Some use just straight ovens like we do. Others use spits. But basically, they're all making them right on the spot. Did you know that, or was I the only one who wasn't looking?
No, I knew that. I mean, I see them doing it because sometimes I get in there and there aren't any, and I cry and they say, okay, wait a minute, we're going to pull one out of the old the oven in there. Yeah. Do you ever take the bones from those leftover roast chickens and make a little soup?
I'm incapable of throwing away bones or shrimp shells. So even if I'm not going to do anything with them, I will freeze them.
Right. I frequently do that, too, except that about 2 years later, I go unearth them from my freezer and throw them into the trash.
Right. But at least you tried.
Exactly.
You'll find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, and you're going to love the picture that we took for this post. You really do need to see it. We had so much fun doing that. I'm Dick Stein, and here with the last word on the bird is Mississippi John Hurt.
C is the way to begin. A to make a letter in. I'm the bird, see what a season the bird, K is to fill him in, E, I'm near the end, C-H-I-C-K-N, that's the way to spell chicken.